T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. It's baseball season.
Nice, and he makes the catch.
So let's talk high school baseball with some of the best high school baseball coaches in the state of Wisconsin. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Now, here's high school insider, big time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin High School Baseball Coaches Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Thanks for joining me. Talking high school baseball, their baseball season, high school baseball season is over. Just seems too early to me, but that's just me. We'll talk, a couple of coaches in studio with me, Mike Schrammick from Sussex Hamilton, Ty Johnson from Brookfield East. Boys, how you doing, Mike? How you been?
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Thanks for coming in.
That's slow process here, but just trying to lick my wounds best I can.
Ty, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a bummer the season ended the way it did, but you got to feel proud of your accomplishments by making it to state.
Yeah, I agree, but it's still, you know, when you get there, you want to finish the deal, and it's hard. You guys, awfully good conference, man, right? Really good conference this year, and to be able to say, hey, look, we're there. We got there. We're really close to getting to the finals, and I was impressed by looking at your conference, Menominee Falls, Sussex Hamilton, Brookfield East. Wauwatosa East was good. Germantown was really competitive. Brook Central was really competitive. Marquette had a little down year. Tulsa West and West Allis Hale down at the bottom. But night in and night out, Mike, tough conference.
Yeah, well, you know, and as far as Marquette goes, you know, they gave us all we could handle, you know, so I would keep them right with that category of competitive. I mean, they had a kid who could pitch it, and, you know, they could field it. But, yeah, Coach and I were talking about that before we came on here. And, you know, there's some pride in being the first year that we're all spring. You know, I felt like wanted to represent ourselves well, and I you know, we both agreed that we felt like we had a conference that had every ability to represent summer baseball as well as anybody could, now that we're all spring.
Yeah. Do you the change, Ty, with no longer having summer baseball, first of all, that really tough spring, man, for baseball. You guys lose out a lot of games?
Yes, we did. We ended up canceling our Greater Metro Conference tournament because we couldn't fit the games into the schedule. We were still making up regular season games up until the playoffs started. So that was a little difficult. But we didn't miss out on too many. We got 23 in of a 26. I've actually coached spring baseball before. I was assistant coach at Catholic Memorial beforehand. Okay. And this is my fourth year coaching spring. We've played four years. We've played a game in March. And so we played a game in March this year. You kind of got to deal with the cold aspect, but the rain this year was unrelenting.
Unbelievable. The fields had to be just in really bad shape. With the way they place this, in the beginning, you know you've got to have a lot of guys that can throw strikes. You know, you're going to give the ball to some guys that maybe you normally wouldn't. Now you've got to get games in, some doubleheaders, back-to-back games when on the schedule. It didn't look like that, Mike. What does that do to a roster?
Well, you know, it'll be interesting because this year I factored that in with the amount of guys that I kept. But for us, we were fortunate. I mean, the first 4 weeks of the season, we ended up playing two games a week. So, you know, if you look at my stat line, my two horses were Arado and Barnes. And, you know, part of our success this year was just those guys' ability to hit the mound. They have 100 pitches to work with, and more times than not, they're still standing in the seventh inning with 10 pitches left to use. So, you know, we were very fortunate in that. we were able to get through the first eight conference games with basically those two guys doing most of the throwing.
Boy, that's unusual.
Yeah, no, it was. So, you know, I'm not going to use this or use that experience as how I move forward. I think to your point, I still want to make sure that we're as well protected on the back end as possible to make sure I've got arms available and ready to go.
Speaking of Rado, let me run down today's show. At 10:30, we're going to talk to Eric. And I know his dad pretty well. And I watched him. We did Thursday Night Lights High School Football Game of the Week, and he's the quarterback at Sussex Hamilton. I watched him, you know, control that huddle, and he's a pretty good baseball player, from my understanding. We're going to talk to him at 10:30. 11:15, Nathan Meyer, head baseball coach at Union Grove. Ty, you guys played baseball together, right?
Yeah, we used to play together, and it's exciting to see him at state as well. The same time we were there, we played him earlier in the year, and we ended up losing a game 2-3 to them.
Yeah.
Pretty good team they had.
Yeah, he said he was much better. No, he didn't say any of that. I'm talking smack at this point. Head baseball coach at Union Grove will join us at 11:15. 11:30, I'm going to kick you guys loose, and Mike Zimmerman, and the owner of Milwaukee Milkmen are going to come in and spend that last half hour with me. And we're going to talk. Their first real home game is coming up. And if you don't know much about the Milkmen, and if you're not familiar with Mike Zimmerman, stick around that 11:30 to noon. Those two segments, they're really fun. He is so passionate about baseball. He's still playing. Older guy, still playing. He came in the first time I had him on the show. We were talking about guys 50 and over, 45 and over, still playing. And he came in uniform because he had to leave here and go right to go play. And I've got a brother who's 64, 65, lives in Florida. He's playing on 35 and over, 45 and 55, and he's a catcher. And I said, man, can you throw some of these guys out? He goes, yeah, I can one hop it and get these boys, man. But he can still get, you know, he'll catch seven innings on one team and go catch another five somewhere else. And so that's the kind of guy Mike Zimmerman is. And for him to own the Milwaukee Milkmen, they've got some great things going on. So stick around for that segment. Hey, Ty, when Mike was talking about, you know, being able to get through those eight conference games kind of with two pitchers, you were smiling. That wasn't the case at Brook East?
Yeah, we were quite different. We had two really good pitchers as well in Riley Letourneau and Bailey Banaschinski. But there was a stretch in which we had six games in 5 days.
Oh,
and
man,
we had to rely on pitching depth. And luckily for us, we had quite a few pitchers that were pretty good. We had a few sophomores, Logan Letourneau and Will Stavitsky, and another freshman named Ryan Karst that threw a lot. And we had a returning pitcher, Nick Radke, that threw 30 innings in us in summer baseball last year. And so we had to work in a lot more guys, and we had a lot of depth. And for us to win all six of those games, it really speaks to how good our depth was as a pitching staff this year.
Who threw that game up at state against Fond du Lac that you guys lost 2-1?
Riley Letourneau. He's a Madison College commit.
Okay. Yeah, he obviously had a good game.
Oh, yeah.
To give up two runs, and offensively, you're hoping if you only give up two, you're feeling pretty good. Right?
Oh yeah, we didn't give a run through seven innings, and that was Riley's pitching those whole seven innings,
yeah.
And he was just pounding the strike zone, throwing hard, throwing a curveball, making plays, fielding every bunt that was bunted.
Yeah,
and those are good formula for success, and we just couldn't get it done offensively.
The other end of the spectrum, you score 12, you think you're probably going to win, especially with a couple of horses like Barnes and Arado, but man, Eau Claire North can hit the ball.
Yeah.
They ended up winning the thing.
Yeah. You know, and I give them all the credit because, you know, there were some people that weren't there, and, you know, their immediate question to me was, oh, boy, what happened? You know, errors? No, it was not errors. I mean, it was just a team that hit good pitches. I mean, I talked to Cam Laskowski, who was our catcher, a couple times, and I'm just like, Cam, are those guys leaving it over? He's like, no, coach, they're hitting good pitches, you know. And
I watched the state championship game against Sun Prairie, and from 1-9,
yeah,
those guys, you know what, it wasn't like you get through the first five and you can coast, you know, 6-9 and then get jacked up to go through 1-5 again. Those guys, 8-9, were really squaring up on some of those balls, and they impressed me. Eau Claire North was a heck of a baseball team, and for them to win the first only, right?
Yeah.
And they'll go down and look, people 10, 15 years from now will be, who's the first team that won the, you know, once we stopped going summer, who's the real state champion? Well, this year in Division One, it was Eau Claire North, and they beat a good Sun Prairie team.
Yeah. Well, and as I look at it, you know, I guess I was equally as impressed with the fact that's not easy to go into the batter's box when everything's on the line. And, you know, when we had our lead and they had to plate runs, you know, every one of those hitters didn't have any choice. I mean, you can't make outs. You don't have the you can't afford to make outs at that point in time. You just got to keep on the base paths. You got to keep hitting the ball. And that's exactly what they did. And you know, as Ty will attest to, it was against some pretty good pitchers, you know. And so I give them all the credit in the world.
Yeah, how did the kids react going and playing at that stadium? You know, I know from a basketball side, when you step into the Kohl Center, it's a different feeling. Man, the lights are a little brighter. You know, the seats are, you know, there's a big crowd there. To go and play where the Timber Rattlers play, your kids reacted pretty good to that, Ty?
Oh, yeah, they enjoyed the experience. It's a pretty neat stadium in general.
Yeah, I love
fans,
it.
Fans, big-time atmosphere. What I kind of took away from the field was it played like field turf. It's a lot different than playing on a normal high school field. It's natural grass, dirt infield, but it played like field turf. So it was pretty true. It was quick, and it's big. One of the big things when you get to that state tournament is just how deep the outfield is compared to other high school fields. You got to be pretty set on your cutoffs, communication. Those things are critical when you win those games at state to making sure you're in the right position at the right time.
You agree with that, Mike?
Yeah. You know, and Ty and I actually talked about this a couple days ago where it factored into our game, no doubt about it. You know, I think that the balls that were hit to the wall in our game would have been doubles, possibly triples in most of the ballparks we play in. The key factor was if there was anybody on base, especially somebody on first. I mean, it was, you know, I know for myself standing in the third base box, like, for example, when Chris Barnes hit his bases clearing double to, I think it was to tie the game up for us at 6-6, I knew no matter who was at first base, if that ball gets to the wall, we're clearing the bases, you know, and in every other ballpark that we play in, that's not necessarily the case, you know. So that was an adjustment, and I'm not sure how much I like that, but it was part of the game.
You know, it's interesting because on the basketball side, all of a sudden now, you know, you're playing in high school gyms, and you get up to state, and it's 10 feet longer. It's 5 feet on either side. So as an assistant coach who handles the rotations, our rotations had to shorten up. You know, we had to do things just a little bit different, like you're saying, a little bit different. It's the court's a little bit wider, 10 feet longer, so our rotations had to be a little shorter because they're going to get tired a little bit quicker, plus the atmosphere, the excitement. You know, you can't have some kid go out and run out of gas after 6 minutes. So let's be really leery of that, and let's make sure that we're getting guys in and out and doing it on just a little bit quicker basis. So, again, just a little different. You go up and play up there, and everything's a little deeper. You know, guys can go from first to home a lot easier, certainly first to third. If it gets in any gap, they're going home. So, yeah, those kids enjoyed it, though, Mike?
Yeah, they did. They did. And, you know, we, through our run, you know, there had to be a balance. I wanted them to enjoy it, but I also didn't want them to make more of it than they needed to. So we really preached just have fun. It's just a game. So I think that they enjoyed the experience, but I also think they balanced that out with making sure they understood that it's just another baseball game that we're going out to try to compete and win.
Well, you sound a lot better today than you did yesterday, man. I felt, you know what, Ty, you were happy to hear from me. Mike was like, I know it's good for our program and I want to highlight our kids, but man, this hurts today. And I've been there, brother, I do. I've been there and it's, you know what, you want it so bad for these kids, you know what, to be able to say, hey, look, it's a big deal they got to state, Mike, it is, and you know what, they'll talk about this for a long time. Once you get there, you want to just close out the deal, and I certainly understand the pain that you guys were going through. We'll continue our conversation. We're talking high school baseball. Mike Schrammick, who is from Sussex Hamilton, Ty Johnson from Brookfield East, and we'll talk a little bit more about their rosters and how their programs are so strong. Does it come from the youth program? Does it come from kids that dedicate 100%? I don't think. I know they both have a lot of multi-sport athletes on their teams, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin High School Baseball Coaches Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin High School Baseball Coaches Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Mike Schrammick from Sussex Hamilton, Ty Johnson from Brookfield East. I want to thank you guys for coming in, because I know once the season's over, man, it's family time, because you've been away from him for a long time. And Mike, I know that Hudson and Bryn, Hudson's your son. How old is Hudson?
Hudson is 7, but he's going to be 8 in a few days.
Man, happy birthday, Hudson. That's awesome. How old is Bryn?
Bryn is 5, going on about 16. So. Yeah. Hi, guys. Bryn.
Kirsten is your wife?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's and Jess Johnson is your wife. Ty, and I know if you listen to the show, you know that I believe there's a special place in heaven for coaches' wives, because, man, they put up with a lot with us, don't they?
Yeah. Without her, I wouldn't be coaching.
Yeah. You know what? And I believe that. And she does she come to games?
We have a puppy that likes to come to games. So she battles with him.
What's the puppy's name?
Parker.
Parker. Parker Johnson. Yeah. And there you go. That's what kind of dog is it?
Yellow Lab.
There you go. And it's a puppy? Yeah.
Yes.
Good luck. Good luck. First dog?
Yes.
Oh, man. My wife right now is yelling lie. It's a total lie. They're so cute when they're. We had a Labradoodle. We had Abby for a long time. Abby got sick. Abby had to go away. And, I'm never again, man. But you'll love it. Dogs are great. You have them all. Hudson, a baseball player?
He is. You know, he's a byproduct of the environment. And, Bryn, she can swing it too.
Really?
You know? So it's great. They both love it, but equal to that, they also love other things. You know, they're both really good in school and love art and like good. To do lots of other things. So, and you know, kind of to that point too. Just what Ty was saying, I would not be able to do this without the support of my wife. I mean, I just there's times where I don't even need to look behind the fence. I just hear behind the fence, and
right.
She's just got
I know that feeling.
Two devils just running around, and it's just like
it's a bad feeling too. Yeah. When you're coaching, you're trying to watch everything in front, but you can hear the little ones behind, and you know that this is something you're going to talk about probably in the car on the way home.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to deal with Nathan Meyer, the head coach at Union Grove, who's joining us at 11:15. He said, look, I'll come on, but you have to understand that my wife chose to go to work today because I've been gone for so long, and I got these kids, and there might be some screaming. I said, that's all right. That's good radio. Don't worry about that. And he said, well, I'll come on, but I might have to cut that short if these kids get out of hand. I said, no, don't worry about it, coach. We'll handle that. Hey, Ty, how many years have you been at Brook East?
This is my second.
Second year.
Yes.
Man, there's a lot of pressure at Brookfield East because sports-wise, they're really good, competitive in everything. Basketball program, I think the basketball coach is certainly in the conversation to be the best high school basketball coach in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, without a doubt. He's a great coach.
Great coach. And a good guy. I like him. Took me a while to get him in studio, but I got him in. And, boy, he lives and breathes, and this is his deal.
Oh, yeah. He intense guy. Great program. And he just runs a phenomenal program. Puts in a
ton of time. Your track and field program, Mike does a great job over
mm-hmm.
there. So there is some pressure, and Brookfield East is known to be really good in their athletic programs. You're comfortable with having that on your shoulders as a head baseball coach there?
I think success breeds success. So I think success in other sports translates down. So I like to see the football team go to the state championship. I like to see the basketball team go to state.
Yeah.
So I think that gives us a good path of where we want to go. Our athletes learn from that. They have the experience of making it that far into the state tournament, and I think that translates when it comes to the baseball field. We get to reap the benefit. We're the last sport to go.
Yeah.
And I love multi-sport athletes.
Are you in the building?
I am not.
You are. What do you do for a living?
I'm an accountant. At a manufacturing company.
Good business. Good.
Yes. Yes.
Mike, you agree with that as far as what Ty said is a success, and certainly your basketball program, Coach D'Amato, does a nice job. Same thing. I mean, a lot of pressure out in Sussex. First of all, the indoor facility is ridiculous, and everybody thinks I called it the D'Amato Dome once. Never again. Coach D'Amato's like, don't you ever do that again.
You're going to get him in trouble.
Well, no. You know what happened? One of his assistant coaches in football said, hey, no, that's what go ahead, tell him, just call it that. And I did, and John was like, what are you doing? I said, the guy told me that's the name of it. And all the assistants are laughing. They set me up really good.
Yeah.
Phenomenal facility, as you know, there. But the success in other programs out in Sussex is, makes it a lot of pressure to win, right?
Yeah. I think that, we're very fortunate, I think, in both schools right now where we just got an influx of good athletes, and I think the real pressure is to make sure that you're molding those good athletes into a great product, on the court, on the field, what have you.
And then after, right?
And then after,
Are you in the building, Mike?
I'm in the district, not in the building, but I do have my other three guys on staff that are in the building, and in that regard, it's really nice, and we're just in the finishing stages of building a new intermediate building next year, and I was fortunate enough to land a teaching position over there. So I'm really excited. It's literally a stone's throw away from my baseball field, and
perfect.
So that's going to make things a lot easier as far as that goes.
We could spend the last 3 minutes ripping the ADs over at your school. You don't rip Gaz and Farley and all that? No, I didn't think so. Hey, the strength. I'm just kidding on that. The strength tie of Brookfield East baseball, does it start at the youth program? Does it, do you get kids that you talked about a freshman who threw a lot for you. Is that coming from those youth programs in Brookfield?
Yes, I think so. But this year's a little different in terms of our team makeup than we have in the past. This year, when we started the year off, we had 11 of 16 guys who were playing high school baseball for the first time.
Wow.
So that's because of the switch from summer to spring that allowed these travel ball kids to come out and play for high school for the first time.
Boy, that helps.
And it helps a lot. So I think the travel ball scene plays a big impact in the talent level of Southeast Wisconsin here, maybe across the state. We were talking beforehand, we got on the air, that the pitching we saw, phenomenal all year. Many teams had many pitchers that were very good. And just the talent level has been raised. So I think the travel ball scene has a big impact on it.
Same question, Mike, as far as the travel part and maybe the youth program. I know your youth program because we had that conversation is really strong. But the fact that these kids get to play, and were you missing kids from?
Yeah, I had 16 new faces in the program this year. And I think, there's no doubt that the feeder programs that we have both, we have two feeder programs, Lannan feeds
yep.
in, and then we have our junior chargers, and they do a fabulous job and really get those kids prepared. But, you take a look at like Arado and the success he had this year. I mean, he's a travel kid.
Right.
So I think for us, it's a balance, and I think that it strengthened us because we have a good balance of kids coming from both.
If you guys quickly before we get to break, if you guys could turn back the clock and go back, would you go back and play summer, or do you like the spring?
No, I would stay spring.
Because I have an 8-year-old, I'm all for it right now. If you would have asked me this pre-kids, I probably would be a summer guy still.
Yeah. Interesting. And there's no going back. I wish they would move the start date and make it more of a hybrid where it's, start it 2 weeks later. But, man, Wade's not – they're not budging on that thing.
As far as that goes, one reason I always like that, but I have a new reason this year going through the experience we did. It was so challenging, and I think you guys were out a week before we were, so I don't think you ran into this, but after we won the sectional final and the dust started to settle a little bit, I got parents whispering in my ear, what about finals? I'm like, I had kids having to take their finals the week before, and, it was the last day of the school
man.
Year.
Nobody thought of that.
No, and so if they push it even a week, now you're talking about, at least for us, we wouldn't have had to deal with this. And I know that there's other schools that didn't have to, but if you can get a date where the state tournament is where nobody is in their last week of school, I think that would be ideal.
Hey, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk to a junior. We would talk to a senior, but it's graduation right now. Over at Sussex Hamilton, Eric Arado. He is, where is he right now? He's out of the pocket, right?
Indiana.
Playing baseball.
Playing baseball.
We'll talk to him and congratulate him on a really good year on the other side of the break. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin High School Baseball Coaches Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin High School Baseball Coaches Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside head baseball coach at Sussex Hamilton, Mike Schrammick, head baseball coach at Brookfield East. He's Ty Johnson. We're now joined by a junior baseball player from Sussex Hamilton, known as Dad a long time. He got a chance to watch this young man play a little football last year, up close and personal for Thursday Night Lights. He's Eric Arado. Eric, how are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Good. Hey, congratulations on a really good year. I know that, you know, you wish it would have ended a little bit differently, but boy, that team that you guys played, that Eau Claire North team, I watched them. That's a really good baseball team.
Yeah, it was a really good team. It was a really good game for us. It didn't come out the way we wanted it to, but I was really happy with the way we performed and competed out there.
Hey, Eric, where are you right now, and who are you playing now? Baseball ended 3 days ago for you or something, and you're in Indiana right now playing on the travel team?
Yeah, I'm in Indiana right now playing with my hitters travel team. We're out here in Westfield at Grand Park.
Hey, we had talked at the end of the last break, and I asked these two coaches if you could, you know, turn the clock and go back to playing summer baseball, would you do it? And both of them said probably not, because we get the opportunity to allow the guys that play travel baseball to play for their high school. That must have been fun for you.
Yeah, it was really great being able to play with all my friends back at school, because this is my sixth year with hitters, so I've never really had that opportunity to play with them. So it was a really good experience for me, and it was really fun just having them along my side the whole way.
Mike, this is a topic that is near and dear to your heart, and you've done some research on it, and just with exit interviews and talking to these kids, different feeling for these kids, and I'll ask Eric this, but different feeling for these kids to play on their high school team compared to playing on the travel ball thing.
Yeah, the feedback that I get is you know, on the high school team, it's a family atmosphere, it's a collective unit, you know, trying to achieve a goal. You know, obviously for us, a state championship is what we aspire to do this year, and you know, I think whether it be Eric or any of the other guys that are involved with these travel teams, I think it does great things for them as individuals as far as their craft goes. They're definitely becoming better and better baseball players playing against very, very good competition. But, you know, I guess, Eric, you could speak to it more than I, but just based on the feedback that I've gotten to guys that do a similar type thing like you're doing, it just seems like there is a difference there in as far as, you know, the team aspect goes.
Yeah, as far as the team aspect, I feel like we're a lot closer because we see each other every day in school, so we're always with each other. And it was just being like one big family again, so that was really fun, and I really enjoyed that.
Eric, to have Hamilton on the front of your jersey, again, these are you're playing in front of your community and playing with your friends and guys that you grew up in the youth baseball program with. And one of the things Mike talked about during the break was, you know, now the scoreboard matters a little bit. You know, now when you're playing for Hamilton, the scoreboard really matters. When you're playing for your travel team, does the scoreboard matter a whole lot to you guys?
I mean, yeah, we obviously want to win every game we play, but I think being with the high school, it's more of a pride aspect, knowing that you have a bunch of your community out there going out there to support you guys. You just want to put on a show for everyone who's out there, and that's probably the biggest thing for us.
We're talking to Eric Arado from Sussex. He's a junior at Sussex Hamilton. Hey, Eric, your plan is to go to Northern Illinois to play baseball. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
So, have they talked to you about not playing football, or is that your decision? And you're a multi-sport athlete, correct?
Yeah.
And so, and I've known your dad a long time, and I think he likes the fact, you know, that that's your huddle and you're the quarterback at Hamilton. And are your plans to play football in the fall?
Yeah, I'm 100% all in with football. My biggest thing with talking to Northern Illinois was when they were recruiting me and I was down there talking to their coaches and their staff, I asked them, I said, what do you think about me playing football? And they said they were all for it.
Good.
They love multi-sport athletes. They think that's a big piece of, like, how I get more athletic and how I am who I am, and it makes my baseball game that much better. So they're all for it, and that was probably one of the biggest things for me with them.
Are you a pitcher? What else do you play other than pitching?
So I pitch, and I also play third base. For the high school this year, I played second base mainly. But with my travel team, I play third base and I pitch.
So at Northern Illinois, are they looking at you as a pitcher or a third baseman?
As of right now, they're looking at me at both.
Okay.
So I'll get down there after my senior year, go into fall ball, playing both, and then it's how I perform, and it's up to what they think as to what they want to do with me from there.
When they see the ball come off his bat, I think that they're going to have to really seriously think about putting him in the batter's box. It would be my opinion.
Yeah, he can hit it a little bit.
A little bit.
His daddy could hit it, too. You know what? Hey, Eric, don't you dare tell your dad I'm saying good things about him on the radio, but boy, oh boy, he could hit the ball about 4 miles.
Well, he's listening right now, so.
I'm never going to hear the end
of it for like the next week.
I'm never going to hear the end of this thing. What a great family to have as part of the Sussex family. You know, this is, look, Vic is a guy that I walked through the airport with him not too long ago. The first thing we talked about was high school sports. And you know what? He's got such a passion about it, and he's really proud of his son and how he competes. I like that. Yeah, I asked you off the air. I said, man, what a perfect guy for your baseball family.
Well, and you know, the whole family. You know, a great balance of, you know, supporting us and what we do, obviously supporting Eric, at the same time, willing to do anything and everything that needs to be done. You know, we went down to South Carolina to play our first four games this year, and Eric's family was just so supportive and helpful and volunteering their time and doing some things that would have been very time consuming for me. And I can't thank them enough for what they did in that regard. But
hey, Eric, do you get burned out at all? Are you getting tired and want to take a little time off, or are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. I'm in full baseball mode right now. So baseball practically consumes my life from spring until fall, and then I get into football mode, and then right after football, it's right back into baseball. So I never really get burned out. It's a game I love to play, so I just take every opportunity to get better.
A good student athlete, Eric. Take care of your grades.
Yeah, I say I do.
Academic all conference. So yes.
Okay, so he is different than his daddy then. I'm just kidding. Hey, Eric, thank you so much for your time. Good luck in Indiana. Have some fun. Stay safe, and please say hi to your dad for me.
All right, I will. Thank you.
You got it. Eric Arado, Sussex Hamilton. Man, well-spoken leader on that team.
He is, yeah.
It's hard for a quarterback, and Ty, you'll agree with this, I'm sure, hard for a kid who's a quarterback in football not to be a leader. Jeff Trickey, when he does his quarterback coaching camps, about 40% of it isn't your footwork and where you're going to throw the ball. It's about, look, you have to fully embrace, if you're going to be a true quarterback and a good quarterback, you have to be a leader, not just in the locker room, not just in the huddle, in the hallway, in your community. And he really stresses that. I think it would be difficult for a kid that owns the huddle and is that kind of leader on the football field not to just be a leader on the baseball diamond.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the great thing about Eric is he's got a tremendous amount of talent, but allows himself to be coached, his one of his downfalls is he wants to do so well that at times I think he can get pretty hard on himself and wear that emotion on his sleeve, and he's well aware of it and working
being
on
a
it.
Junior too.
Yeah, well, and you know, it's across the board, you know. Yeah. Football wise, he does the same thing, but he's working on it, and he does a great job.
Mike, he threw an interception on that Thursday night game, and I watched his reaction, and I wanted to see how he reacted to it. And I think, you know, the receiver might not have gone exactly where he thought he was going. And I sat and I wanted to see if he lit up this receiver. And he walked and he said, boys, that was my bad. It won't happen again. That's my fault. All right, I got it. Don't worry about it. We're good. And he walked away and I thought, okay, that's impressive. Yeah. That's impressive. Guys, let's get to a break. On this side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. Ty Johnson, head baseball coach from Brookfield East. Mike Schrammick, the head baseball coach, Sussex Hamilton. 11:15, we'll talk to Nathan Meyer from Union Grove. And then 11:30, Milwaukee Milkman. Mike Zimmerman is coming in studio. Looking forward to talking to him for that last half hour. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin High School Baseball Coaches Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin High School Baseball Coaches Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside two head baseball coaches. Ty Johnson from Brookfield East. Actually, it's Jess Johnson's husband. That's what it is. It's Ty Johnson and Kirsten Schrammick's husband, Mike.
There you go.
Yeah. Hudson and Brin still listening, you think?
They are.
Yeah.
Well, probably not. Kind of in passing.
Yeah, it's all right.
Background noise.
Yeah, that's okay. I get that a lot, by the way, with the stuff that I do here on the air and background noise. Hey, Ty, I want to start with you. You talked about some. You had a freshman that played a lot, sophomore. The overall makeup of the team, was it a senior laden team or youth team? What do you have coming back? And
we had a bit of we had a mix of both.
Okay,
we had a very senior heavy, and then we were very sophomore heavy.
Okay,
and we had a freshman or two that mixed in as well. So interesting.
Junior class not well represented.
We have three juniors, and I expect them to pretty much step up next year and fill a role. I think every year you look to those juniors to make a big jump as seniors,
yep.
And they usually do. You're always surprised. I think senior year brings something out of the guys that makes them play better.
Yeah, I agree with that because they see the light to the end of the tunnel. The other thing that happens is they feel like ownership of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Okay, it's our team now. You know what? We're not only going to get to state, now we're going to try to win the darn thing, and we need to figure out how to be leaders and get these juniors and sophomores and freshmen to lead where we're going. What senior are you going to miss the most?
I think Ryan Mazza. He was our shortstop this year. He actually played as a junior. He was a travel ball kid, came out as a junior for the first time. He ended up being second team All-State as a junior. This year he was the All-Star Classic he's in the All-Star Classic, I guess, which is coming up in a couple of weeks.
So kind of like I was talking about Rada's dad. I know Maz's dad too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, is he yelling at you from the sidelines and stuff?
Actually, this year we had him help coach.
No.
Because, yeah, we needed somebody that can hit fungos, throw BP, and helps us out.
I've seen him throw. He can't throw. I could hit that.
Front toss.
Yeah, Kevin's a good guy.
Yes.
You know what? And, yeah, I haven't seen him for a while, but I used to run into him a lot. And good for his son's a good kid, huh?
Yes, yep.
He used to talk about his son a lot and how proud of him he was and what a good baseball player he is. So soccer too, I think, right?
Yeah, he was a good soccer player. I think he was all conference voting something for the last two or three years on the soccer team. And Ryan actually, along with Jack Steger and Joey Pago, they earned the most varsity letters at the school over their career.
Really?
So it's pretty cool. There's four kids, and three of them also end up being baseball players. So it's pretty neat to see.
Yeah, that's that good for them. And you're going to miss those seniors.
Oh, yeah. A good senior class, very talented. And the kind of bummer about winning or losing at state, winning sectionals, get there, is that this was their one shot, right? They come out and play for the 1 year. That was what the real killer was at the end of the game when we lost to Fond du Lac was – That was this class is a one shot.
Right. That makes it hard. Mike, how about you? Seniors, senior laden team, or is it a young team? Or
no, same thing Ty was saying. I think we've got a balance. I mean, mine is kind of split on the field. We return a good portion of our infield. Rado will be back. I got Zach Storbakken, who was really good player for us in the infield, Braden Gorecki, who actually played for me last year as a sophomore. So he'll be back one more year. So we're pretty solid in the infield, obviously, with Eric on the mound. We'll get his pitching back next year. But in the outfield, you know, like in the state quarterfinal, all three of the kids that were playing in the outfield were seniors.
You know?
So, you know, we'll have some holes to fill, but we also have some core coming back that, you know, will hopefully keep us as competitive as possible next year.
How is the JV program at Hamilton?
Good. I mean, both lower level teams had really good years, and you know, there's some kids there that we're excited to see what they bring to the table as they continue to climb the ladder.
Ty, same question on the lower levels at Brookfield East for baseball.
Yeah, we have very strong numbers in large classes down there in talent, multi-sport athletes. So it's exciting to see what's moving forward, and I think they're going to fill in nicely for us.
Yeah, I think that the cupboard's not bare in either program. So, you know, I'll expect that, you know, next year you guys will be taking home the gold ball and cheering. And what you'll do is be able to bring these seniors back to say, look, this is what you started. This is what you did. You know, you got us really close, and these kids finished the deal. We talk about your staff a little, Mike. I know that, look, as coaches, we need good guys around us. And you talked about you got guys that are in the building, which is really important and really helps. I don't know. It is important, and it does help. You can do it without it, but it does help. Talk about the guys that help you.
Yeah, it's the guys are fabulous. Last year I put up my varsity assistant Steve Wenchel for assistant coach of the year, and he was able to get that, which I think deservedly so. This year I put up Justin Seeley, who was my JV coach, and he got the conference assistant coach of the year. You know, and then I brought Josh Neary, who is kind of fresh to the coaching scene and teaching scene, and he did a great job this year. Justin is part of our strength and conditioning program at the high school, and really knows his stuff in that regard. And so he's, you know, over the years, you know, he's kind of a year-round guy for us, where he's getting our guys, you know, bigger, stronger, faster, more agile. You know, for Steve, you know, what I told him or what I tell him consistently is he needs to understand how crucial he is for me and balancing me out. You know, I've had years where I've coached and I've had the assistant next to me that just nods their head and agrees with everything that I propose. And I'm not naive enough to know that every idea I have is a good idea. And that's where Steve is so valuable to me. He balances me out, you know. Flat out will tell me that's a stupid idea. We need to go a different direction, or I wouldn't do that, you know. And I need somebody like that, because he's a great baseball mind and keeps me in balance. And I think the two of us hacking things out like that have really contributed to our success.
Ty, same question for your staff. We talked about Kevin.
Yep.
Who else on the staff that really makes this program?
Well, the main assistant is going to be my brother Trevor.
Yep.
He does a lot for us. I teach a lot of the fundamental stuff, but in games, tendencies, knowing how to make a play, telling people to go get a certain hop, making in-game adjustments, he's
crucial. So your older brother or younger brother?
Younger brother. He actually played at a Division II school in Illinois Springfield. They've had very good seasons back-to-back now. His class kind of started that trend for them. And we're very aggressive on the bases, and everyone thinks it comes from me. All the time. I don't know if I want to share this with Mike here, but everyone thinks I call everything. But in reality, he's our first base coach that calls a lot of the steals for us. He calls them out, and we got to have faith in what he sees. And he sees things that I don't think a lot of other people see on a baseball field.
When you guys get together, is he married?
He is not.
He is not. So when he comes over, and it's you and Jess and the dog, and he comes over, do you guys just talk baseball?
Yes, actually.
I bet you and Trevor just go off into another room. And
my wife hates it. But also, my dad helped me coach last year when we were in summer baseball.
Oh, man.
So my dad is a fast pitch coach at Catherine Memorial. So I think he's been on the show before.
He has.
And so he helped me out last year, and he comes to a lot of games when he can. So when we get together, my wife just
Jess just goes and she takes the dog for a walk.
Yeah,
and
she has to just wear it for a little while when we talk about baseball. I mean, we recap the full game, every single play. And
you know, my wife used to say, let me get this straight. You got to be at the game 2 hours ahead of time, yeah, right? And then you play the game, and then you talk to the kids about the game, and then you come home and you talk to the other coaches about the game.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's 36 years I've been doing that, man. And we're going to Green Bay tonight to celebrate our 36th wedding anniversary.
Well, so congratulations!
Thanks. Yeah, she's hung in there, man. I'm now officially retired, but we've made it, man. And what a way to go out too. You win a state championship and then say, okay, I'm done. And I'll miss it. But it's time. It's been a long time. So I know exactly what Jess. When the father comes over, brother comes over, mm-hmm. We're not talking about politics. We're not talking about what our dog's doing. We're talking baseball. Are you a multi-sport guy? Do you like other sports?
Yes. I mean, I go to most football games. I try to make quite a few of the basketball games. And we have. I like to go to any game that I have a player on the team. So a few years ago, I had a volleyball player that was at the state tournament. I was at the state tournament for volleyball. So
How long have you been married? About.
We got married in August, so we're not a year yet.
So during the break, Mike, how long have you been married? Long time?
We're going to have... I'm going to be in trouble now. I think it's 8-9 years.
Good, there you go. Well, I got 36, so I'm going to have a conversation with you boys after this. And I'll bet you $1 the next hour you're not going to say, oh, Jess hates that. Because you're going to hear about that one. Jesse, I know we know you don't hate that. You would prefer to talk something other than baseball, but these boys are baseball boys. We'll get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. High School Baseball Coaches Show. Mike Schrambeck, who's the baseball coach at Sussex Hamilton. Ty Johnson from Brookfield East. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin High School.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.